and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. Today is May the 24th, 2017. It is a Wednesday, and we have a live show for you today. And because it's Wednesday, you know it's going to be a Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Looking forward to Brother Davis' show, and it's going to be centering around you deprogramming yourself by not participating. So looking forward to today's Wise Wednesday show. But before we get into that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And that will be the homepage for this network that needs your support. And you can give some of your financial energy, whatever you can donate. All donations are greatly appreciated, regardless of the size or the amount. It is needed to keep this network going and to keep it growing. Very, very important, because it doesn't have corporate sponsors, because it was created not for the overall propaganda and agenda of corporations, but for the edification of you, the people, and the brothers, sisters in the community that are so beloved by the network and vice versa. So give some of your financial energy so this network can be supported, and so that we can continue to grow and continue to do what we've been doing. And you can do that right there on the website. You'll see the donation prompt that's there. Just hit that, and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy. That's what this network continuously is going to need to stay on air. Also, another way that you can support Black Talk Radio Network is by going to BTR Community, or you could do it right there on the homepage of the network website. Right underneath the donation prompt, you go a little further down, you'll see a white B that's there, a big white capital B, and that is for BTR Community. Or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com. Once again, that's www.btrcommunity.com. And from there, this network has put together a social media network for you to engage in your social media activities. And you could do it in a more holistic way without being adversely affected by the mainstream media networks that have social media networks that have been put together. For only $24 a year, you can promote yourself, your business, some events that you think are need to get more public exposure. You can post things that you think are relevant and important, comment, and you won't have to worry about someone adversely affecting you, data mining, looking at what you do, and adversely affecting. Many people have been adversely affected by FedBook because they think it's free. That's the whole setup of why they do it. So there's nothing that's free. They actually sell your information to others. Most people say, well, I don't have to pay for it. Well, you do in so many different ways. So for those of you that resonate in that understanding how important that is, come on over to BTR Community. Those that don't, there is really no time for us to explain that to you. You're going to have to figure it out on your own, because you may be happy right where you are, so go ahead and stay there. So definitely for those of you that resonate in that and get what that is all about, come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year for the overall subscription, and it's the only place where I post, and that's where we tend on meeting and continue to grow and to seize on the opportunities that are going to be coming about. And I just want to say today was the first time that I didn't make too many mistakes in the overall initial announcement. Hooray, so kind of starting to get this. So that was cool. That was an accomplishment that I wanted to do. So we've done it, so we're going to try to continue to where we do a whole show with no mistakes. Man, that'd be cool. But we do with the best that we can. This is not our overall field of expertise, nor is it our field of, you know, of choice. It was actually, you know, necessity is the mother of all inventions. So this was necessary, and that's what was created by this. So the need to get information out, and that's why we do what we do. So come on over, support BTR Community, be a part of it, $24 a year, post and share with everyone else that's there. Okay, also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there, and then you can make your purchase. But definitely, please, before you make your purchase, make sure you email info@prosperitymint.com. Let them know that you're new to purchasing, and someone will contact you to make sure that you are purchasing in a correct fashion. For there's a lot of good reasons for your protection for that. So please do that. Do not forget to do that, and make sure that you do know, even if you purchase before, please reach out to Prosperity Mint so someone can actually speak to you. They're not going to be upselling you or anything else. There's some information that needs to get out to you. Or you can definitely just go to email info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com is where you can find all of that. So make sure that you may not be paid as a queen or a king, or as a lady and a gentleman. Make sure you save this one. And gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium are the most perfect forms of money that we have here on the planet, because of so many different reasons why. So definitely do that. Also, if you would like to engage, and you should be engaging in acquiring, owning some cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies have been going up like crazy. And so make sure you're getting, even if you need to just own, you know, $100 worth, you know, $200 worth, $50 worth, whatever, you can get $100 worth. It may be the minimum, but I'm not quite sure if there are any minimums. But you could do that by going to www.rcryptocurrency.com. We got it posted there inside of BTR Community. Please get involved in this for your own self. This is going to be a very, very good savings plan. I'll just tell you, for me, from just holding Bitcoin and Ethereum. One second. I need to pull it up real quick. Take a look at where the cryptocurrencies are right now. Just for me holding the cryptocurrencies of Ethereum and Bitcoin, my overall cryptocurrency account, I didn't have that many, but I had them from a long time ago, and so they just really just multiplied just on multiples. So we did it was gaining a lot of, so right now, for today, as we speak, from what I'm seeing, based off of one of the cryptocurrency charts, is that Bitcoin is at 24.65.66. $2,465. Every day, it seems to be, and today alone, since yesterday, has gone up nearly $200 since yesterday. For the week, it's gone up $600 since this time last week. Sorry, roughly $650. For the month, it has gone up $1,200 for the month. For the year, has gone up $1,200. Oh, no, that's the month. It's last month. Let me see. The year, okay, since last year, this time last year, is going up $2,017 roughly. So very, very important. Ethereum is roughly right around, as we speak. Oh, shoot. Ethereum is really moved. Is $196.79. Went up roughly for today, roughly around $31.49. For the week, is up For the week is $104. For the month is $147. And for the year is up $184 as it stands this week. So this is only going to, and to me, the Ethereum one is more valuable, is going to be more valuable, in my opinion, than the Bitcoin. Very, very, very important. So get involved in that. You can go to ourcryptocurrency.com, sign up there, and that's a trading platform. That was just the movement of the metals and then the overall earnings that I was getting. I didn't check for the day, but the last that I checked, it was over $275 earned since last week. Very, very, very good. So that is something you want to do. For everyone that signed up at TradeCoin, we're going to have a we'll want to have a conference call with you all after Tando Radio Show. Won't be able to do it tomorrow. Going to have to do it Friday. Going to have to do it Friday evening, right after Tando Radio Show goes off. We'll do it then, okay? For those of you that signed up for the TradeCoin, please get involved. Fund your account, because once you fund your account, get your cryptocurrency in, then you'll be eligible for a trip. Someone is going to win a trip from the people that sign up, and someone is going to get a American Silver Eagle for signing up. So that is what's there, but you have to sign. You have to complete the sign up process and fund the account with having the cryptocurrency and start trading for you to be eligible for that. So come on, for everyone that signed up, make sure you do take the time and finish out the process of signing up. Okay, now so let's jump into what's in the news so we can get right to Brother Davis and today's Wise Wednesday. We're having an Eventbrite Control Your Wealth seminar that will begin on that I will be hosting July the 1st of 2017 here in Dallas. And you can just go to the Eventbrite, and it's also there inside of BTR Community for Tando Radio Show. But you can also go to Eventbrite and look it up as Control Your Wealth Seminar by Prosperity Mint. Okay, and it's going to be Saturday, July the 1st, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at the Central Library of Dallas, and it is for couples. It is, for individuals, it's $300 for individuals, and for couples, it's $550 for couples. And it is going to very, very important information will be given there. We're going to be talking. We will have Prosperity Mint will give a very, very important intro to things that are going on in the world that you need to know about. We will also have a trust and foundation for 1 hour. And then we're going to have a how to gain interest on the physical metals, on the precious metals. It'll be part of the precious metals class, 1 hour of that. And then we will have a very important 1 hour debriefing with questions and for the day and for some of the things that are going to be going forward and some of the things that you can use as leverage going forward. We will be presenting that to you. Very, very important. Come on down to Dallas. And this is going to be a very worthwhile, it's going to be Prosperity Mint and Legacy Wealth Management collaboration. And for those of you that came down to the March segment and seminar, you were able to meet some of the controlling members of Legacy Wealth Management and the valuable, super valuable information that was brought to you all is going to be even more so at this event because more time will be given, and we are also going to be doing the precious metals class and the introduction. Very, very important. So come on down to Dallas, July the 1st, 2017, and it is going to be at the Central Library. And then by next week, we will have how we're going to be doing it for you to be able to follow it online. So go to Eventbrite, sign up, come on down to Dallas, and this will be a great opportunity for us to start to leverage ourselves collectively together, okay? So that's what's very, very important. Also, what's in the news, some of the things I need to – they didn't pop up as well. Major, major story from Bloomberg. China's downgraded to a 1A by Moody's on worsening debt outlook. China hit by the first Moody's downgrade since 1989 on debt risk. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article, and bear with me, I got to. Next article, this one comes from realpharmacy.com. Printable list of bottled water containing fluoride. Okay, some of the companies that actually have fluoride in their bottled water. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. Bear with me because I got to pull them up real quick. Next one is from Telegraph.uk. Oops, nope, missed it. There was a YouTube video that we posted from RT, Russia Today, that showed the overall the training, the crisis actor practices in Manchester, UK, and that was done 1 year ago May the 10th, 2016. And then just the other day, the same event that they were practicing for actually happened. And the Telegraph shows, I showed a then and a now event from The Guardian. Check out that. Next one from The Hill. This one is, here are the 66 programs eliminated in Trump's budget. And let me just say this. This is not something that Trump is doing all on his own. This was something that was talked about even and was actually released when celebrity figurehead Obama was president. So, you know, this stuff is all being planned well ahead of time. They said that they were going to cut out over $11 trillion in social programs. Remember, educational and social programs, up to $11 trillion was going to be cut out of the U.S. budget. So this is not anything new. This was actually telegraphed and broadcast a year and a half ago or last year. So nothing new here, but it is actually definitely happening. Next article, this is from Economica Blogspot. America's exceptionalism, decelerating population growth and accelerating money growth. Cash growth is what they're accelerating, not money growth. So check out that article. Really, really good one. And we will definitely take a look at this maybe on Finance for Friday. Very, very important. Next article comes from Next article comes from the Chicago Tribune. And it says, Illinois state's income tax hiked 33% for individuals and private businesses. So the Illinois Senate Democrats passed a major tax hike unlikely to become law because of what it actually was instituting. Man, this was high because this is the overall debt crisis in the overall bankruptcy run that's going to be happening. It's going to be a run to bankruptcy courts, and it's going to bring about some real problems economically. So that is what's in the news. Let me make sure. Yep. So today's show is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis is deprogramming yourself. And the only way that you could deprogram yourself is not to participate in the whole programming agenda that is happening. It's so true, and I'm glad Brother Davis is having this discussion. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call. Give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, and we will see you in queue. But listen, because I'm going to be doing some things. I'm going to be listening, but I won't be able to monitor the board as closely. So if you have a question or comment, just unmute yourself and say, excuse me, to Brother Davis or Sister Davis, and then they will hear you and then make your question or comment known to them. But I will be checking in and out. I will be listening, but I will be away from the board because I have to do a couple of things. And I truly, truly appreciate you all and everything that you're doing and makes it a whole lot easier for us here at Tando Radio Show. So much love, much respect. So without further ado, we're going to bring up Brother Davis. Brother Davis, when you're ready, just unmute yourself. We're going to jump into Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Give him a call once Brother Davis opens up the lines for calls. Or when you hear Brother Davis say, give him a call. Make sure you have your pen and pencil ready. Give him a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then unmute yourself simply by hitting **, and just say, excuse me, and then Brother Davis will hear you and will go ahead and make your question or comment known. So Brother Davis is here. Brother Davis, thank you for you being who you are, and much love and much respect to you and the great Queen, Sister Davis.
Thank you. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. We got a full hour packed show tonight. Don't disable yourself. Grab a pencil and a piece of paper right now. Don't take my word. Do the research I've done by just following the tracks that I've laid, and you will be informed on a level that you have not been informed on before. So let's get started quick. How many of you know what the Smith-Mudd Act is? Well, the Smith-Mudd Act is designed in order to keep you... Hold on. Talk to my wife. We are going to open some doors that you have not had opened before. The Smith-Mudd Act. Now, there was two congressmen, Smith and Mudd. After the war with Germany, literally, the propaganda that was put into place to even get Hitler into power was done on the public airways. That's right. What has happened is just that the people were bought under a state of illusion by the government, and they used the information services to do it. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, wait a minute. You mean it? Absolutely. They used the TV. They used every form of media to hype this Hitler to be the savior. And you all know what he turned out to be. Well, guess what? We got the same problem here in the United States. You see, you've heard the term conspiracy theorist, right? You ever wonder where that came from? I hope you got your pencils and pieces of paper in hand. And do have your phone close, because you need to call me so I can give you some of the uniqueness of how this is designed. The term conspiracy theorist was bought out by the CIA. Absolutely. The Counterintelligence Agency of the United States has a paper, and this paper has a number on it. And the number on that paper is called the CIA Document 1035-96. It came out on April 1st, 1960. Now, the reason why they termed the conspiracy theorists was because they wanted to show that those people who were in the know and growing because of their own due diligence about the truth around different situations and begin to tell other people and bring it public, they can always call them what? A conspiracy theorist. You see, I want you to understand the design in totality. Because where we are weak, we can be made strong. Another thing I want you to understand is that this, according to the CIA document, is considered a weaponized term. Why was it considered a weaponized term? Because they wanted anybody who had a concept of the truth to be labeled a conspiracy theorist, which made them a verbal or a medialistic weapon. Okay, now what does that mean? That means that if they went public with a truth that they know, they could literally say, well, what is your proof? And naturally, some of their proof is embedded so deep that they can only give you surface understanding, because you didn't do the due diligence, and the person who did the due diligence was dealing with people who would say, look, this is what I know, but I can't give you my name. So therefore, what the CIA would call that person was a conspiracy, so you would not take him seriously. So in reality, we all should have a little bit of conspiracy in us, because if we don't, we submit ourselves. And when we submit ourselves, we are giving them something that we never really thought about before. And the truth about it is that the reason why is because we don't really focus on it. And the reason why we don't focus on it is because we don't see it as a problem to us. But it is a problem to us. And this is why it's a problem to us. They are running so many programs on us now in such a plethora of ways that we have to be able to begin to identify. So let's start from the angle of what we have to sacrifice in order to be able to fall under the influence of their programming. They also be getting ready down your telephones now, because there's a whole lot of questions that you should have building up at this point. But I'm going to be humble, brother, like I regularly am. In order for their programming to work, you must be willing to submit, to believe. You must be agreeable. You must trust. You ever heard that term? Trust me. Don't you hear the president uses all the time? Trust me. You must be willing to follow and have faith. Oh, look, I'm telling you, this is the truth. You see, all of these things have to be in position so that you can literally stay away from the most, which should be antagonizing thing, and that is questions. They don't want you to ask a question. See, when you ask questions, then now you could become a conspirator. Why do you become a conspirator? Because they don't want to call you a conspirator. Not yet. Because you don't have a group, you're just one, okay? And in most cases, they'll shut that one up. And I'll demonstrate to you through tonight's show how they do that. So, let's get back into that one thing that they don't want you to do. They don't want you to ask questions. You know why? Because when you do all of these other things, submit, test, believe, faith, agree, follow, when you do all of those things, what you are truly doing is giving them that wonderful thing that happens naturally. Now, what is that wonderful thing? Your question should be, wonderful to who? Well, why? Because if it's wonderful to you, then you're getting a little lost in translation here. But if it's wonderful to them, then that means that you have submitted your power to them. So you see why they see it as a wonderful thing. Because when you submit your power to them, they don't have to worry about you. You in that line over there. You know why you in that line over there? Because everybody in that line is obedient to the program. Are we catching on to some of this now? Well, let me bring it a little closer to home. Say you go out here and you go grocery shopping, and all of a sudden you see your kids is with you, and they say, oh, wow, they got honeycomb. They got Cheerios. ooh, they taste so good. And you look at it and you read the label and you're like, I don't really know. And there's, oh, mommy, I really like this. I see it advertised on TV and everything. That is part of the program. Because, see, in reality, you already know that wheat is going to put gluten in your body, one. Two, you don't know what the sugar sweetener is on there, although they may tell you honeycomb. Well, guess what? They call high fructose corn soap. Corn syrup, I'm sorry, high fructose corn syrup, honey. Yes. So now here you're trying to do the right thing, and what you're doing is you're giving your child the very thing that over a period of time is going to defeat the purpose of an operating physical functional body. And the reason why I talked about a body last week was because I was leading to this. Because most of the programs that you guys or we fall into are based on food. Why food? Because we have been taught to live through taste. And in living through taste, you begin to realize that there are things that you're enjoying the taste of that literally is killing you. So let's wake up, everybody, because see, now you begin to see how this program comes together, all right? You got a favorite drink? Well, I tell you what, how about a nice soda? You got a favorite soda? Do you realize... do you realize that your favorite soda may be sweetened with high fructose corn syrup? Oh, they ain't going to tell you that. You know what they're going to tell you? Just the real thing. You notice now how Coca-Cola puts names, people's names on their bottle. Oh, you can buy Mary, you can buy Sally, you can buy John, you can buy Joshua. Listen, I even seen a bottle that had Gray on it. Not that a grandson Gray. Very seldom do you see the name Gray. So they are marketing this death across the board. But literally, to you, it should just be another program. And you see, we become victimized by this through every aspect, through our sense of smell, through our sense of taste, through our sight, through our ears. They're attacking us on all levels. But the reason why they're attacking us on all levels is because of the Smith-Mudd Act. You see, the Smith-Mudd Act was incorporated in the United States, so this wouldn't happen. That's right. It's against the law for them to bring fake news into your house like it's real news. See, that's what the Smith-Mudd Act was designed to stop. It's called the Design for controlled understanding. Now, isn't that deep? Controlled understanding. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. One thing about understanding, it cannot be controlled, because guess what? If things change, so does the understanding. And that is where we are today. Things are constantly changing, and one of the things that are changing is us. Now, I'm going to give you some real world news here. You break the law, you go to jail. Ain't that the deal? Unless you're in Congress, or unless you're from Wall Street, or unless you're financially affluent. Now, that's contrary to what laws were designed for. Are we starting to get this whole picture here now? And the reason why I'm bringing it out to you this way is because a lot of times I find myself being victimized by some of these same things. And I consider myself to be one that's apt enough to be able to identify them before they happen. But in some cases, no, since no one's perfect, neither am I. And I don't want you to get the impression as though I am. Because see, I'm going to tell you something. When I went into the Best Buy one time, my wife was talking about buying a phone. I said, okay, all right, let's go ahead. We went in and bought her phone, and I had a guy who played a phone too. Now, it wasn't the plan to get me a phone. But the reason why I got a phone was because, guess what? They offered a program that seemed like it would be suitable, and the cost would be minimal. You see, it's the deception in the media and the literary and the way we reflect it verbally to each other. Because guess what? If you sell something, you make a profit on what? Selling it. You don't make a profit if you don't sell it. And the more you sell, the greater your profit. See, so literally, we have engineered our thought process to bring us the sources that we want if we are willing to be manipulative. It's another program. see, they're not going to talk to you like this because they want you to keep following the programs. You know that over the last year, 63, count them, 63 holistic doctors have died under mysterious circumstances. I'm telling you, you can Google it. They died under mysterious circumstances, everything from murder to suicide. Oh, and that's not counting the last two federal judges who actually found the same thing somehow. Now, you know, there is something in Westernism called coincidence. I don't believe in coincidence, my brothers and sisters. I'm just being frank with you. What we're trying to do now is we're trying to empower you so that you will understand that you can identify some of these programs and start shutting them down. And as you start shutting them down, other programs can become more clear to you. Why do they come more clear to you? Because now you become a part of how the system is operating and not how the system is operating on you. See, the deficit that we pay is that we have what they want. And the sad part about it is that we don't even give it the consideration that we should give it, or we wouldn't give it away the way we give it away. I don't know about you, but every time I see a sister out here or a brother out here in the street that's going through some sort of struggle, I always say to myself, wow, I wonder how they got there, because they look like me. You understand what I'm saying? So there's nothing beyond the realm of possibility in a system that is designed to make laws to affix the judgments or justice they want to. And this is what has happened here. But we can sharpen our tools here, y'all. We can sharpen our tools immensely by becoming more informed. So that's why I say always sit down in front of Black Talk Radio with a pencil, piece of paper. Because any one of these shows can open up your understanding and give you a greater view of the very society that you live in, that you have not reflected on before. So let's open the doors. What is opening the doors? Let's look right outside the door, our house, our neighbors. We're all in the same boat. People always tell me about, well, you know, the people with white privilege don't have to worry about that. Oh, yes, they do. Their programs running, they're running on programs, too. They may not be running on the programs that you perceive them running on the level that of your perception. But, yes, they have to stay within the click of the program performance, or they become deviant. Let me give you some inside news. They passed a law where they're going to start fact-checking news. Okay? Guess who they're fact-checking the news with? They're fact-checking internet news sources. They're not going to the Big Three. They're not going to NBC, CNN, and all of them. And that's where the news is coming from, that is literally considered to be fake news. But I didn't talk to Scotty about this, but I know that they've been checking out Black Talk Radio. Because the information we give out, we back it up. And that's the most important part of why I say you should sit down with a pencil and a piece of paper so that if you're beginning to articulate something, you can tell them, this is the mud, this is the Smith-Mudd Act. Yes, this came out in 1949. And this is based on blah, blah, blah. See, that means that you become informed. And they just can't run anything at you. All right? You go out, you're walking down the street on a beautiful day, or maybe at a bazaar, somebody jumps in your face and says, hey, how would you like a free Nathan's hot dog? Well, you already know Nathan's supposed to be the only all beef hot dog out there, but you also know that the enzymes in beef, that once it gets into your blood vessels, it literally thickens up. And when it thickens up, it literally slows down the blood that flows through the vein. So there is a dynamic that's working in your mind that they're saying to you, just take a taste. But you know, if you take that taste, you've already submitted in your mind to what's going to happen. But since you already know what's going to happen instead of you taking that taste, you know what you do? You pull an apple out your bag or out your pocket and say, you know what, this is healthier. That Nathan Hot Dog guy going to run right off because there's no competition with truth. And that's what we have to start arming ourselves with. One of the biggest setbacks of the Obama administration, and I want to put this out there because I know a lot of people say, oh, Obama this, Obama that. One of the biggest setbacks was the National Authorization Defense Act. because it has so many bylaws in it. It dismisses and cancels out other laws. Another problem I have with it is that it reinforces George Bush's Patriot Act, which did actually the same thing. So if you dig underneath the crust, you'll find out that it's dismantling the Constitution of the United States. Now, for those of you who didn't know that, who think that you have amendment rights, who think that, I'm going to tell you something. The police and the law enforcement has gone bizarrely wacko. Why? Because they already know about the changes. Why do you think that they even implemented a law called Stand Your Ground? I mean, think about the purpose of Stand Your Ground. You know what two things should come to light right away? One, it don't work for black people. And two, the white people that it works for have to be as close to the letter as possible. Don't have to be exact, but close to the letter as possible. For you who don't know, 60 million people last year got concealed weapons licenses. You hear me? Let me repeat it. 60 million people last year have gotten the right to carry a concealed weapon. Now, here's the catch on that. Last year, there had to be a mental aptitude that you had to maintain. This year, the illustrious president took that mental aptitude away. You can be a bizarre walking nut and still get a gun. Surely that makes you feel safer. No, it don't. It's not designed to make you feel safe. It's designed to intimidate and induce fear. And I'm telling you why. Because when you are in fear state, you are what's called a malleable state. For certain people, they know they ain't got to worry about it. Literally. I mean, if you know them, you see them in your neighborhood. They conform so well. Hey, no, I ain't got to worry about that. But I'm going to tell you something. We all got to worry about it. Because one nut in anybody's neighborhood is a nut that can walk into yours and you not even know. So, now we're beginning to see the picture here, okay? I want you to understand that you are constantly in a war. Why are you constantly at war? Because your water has already been confiscated, dealt with, before it comes to the spigot to you. If you bought it in the store, it has already been confiscated, dealt with, and put in a bottle before it got to you. Unless you go to the source of that water, the chances are, if you haven't dealt with it in a manner that is more suitable to your need, somebody else has dealt with it before you. Oh, and by the way, that means that they've dealt with it in some manner. That doesn't mean they dealt with it in a manner that's good for you. Oh, but they're going to tell you, we have the freshest water. We have no chemicals or pesticides in our waters. See, these are all of the ploys in order to get you to submit your, that's right, your power. You see, because as long as you say no, you're still in the position of power. As long as you can go out here and do something that may change in your life so it can better your quality of life, you're in a position of power. This is why this whole group got together. You know why? Because we wanted to improve our position of power in diverse circumstances. And we're in diverse circumstances 24 hours a day. And if you don't believe it, go outside and look up. Somebody's going to see some of them contrails in the sky. And if you don't see contrails, guess what else? This is going to blow your mind. So I'm going to give you the due diligence on how I found out. In order for Doppler radar to work for weather, they have to put a particle dust in the air. That's right. So the next time you see that Doppler radio, that Doppler radar thing come on your local TV channel, you look closely at the screen and you're going to see things floating around. Because, see, that radar has to bounce off things in order to track others. So in other words, when the wind hits those particles and blows them particles a certain way, we're tracking those particular particles that have whatever was sprayed in the air on them that helps Doppler become more efficient at what it does. That is a right that you are willing to give them. Oh, by the way, what does that stuff do after it serves the purpose of Doppler? They won't tell you. But if it's a particle and it's in the air and it's floating around, yes, You're breathing it in. Well, is there any long-term damage? We won't tell you. See, my brothers and sisters, anytime you feel that you're in a safe zone, you ought to be at home. The reason why I say you ought to be at home is because you have a right to protect yourself at home. If you're in the street, you understand this, and believe me, I'm prepared to live this. If I'm in the street and I'm confronted in a diverse circumstance and things are getting out of control, and I always try to keep them at an even level, because I mean I've taught and I've given classes on how to be able to confront situations and keep them from becoming volatile. But I do know that if I lose control of being able to keep it from becoming volatile, then I must be able to become volatile also. I hope that y'all are picking up on all this, because I'm going to tell you, I'm giving you some information I'm quite sure that you haven't really had time to sit down and focus on how you fit in. Because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't, no one will. To them, you are a program. All you got to do is conform. That's right. Because that's what programs do. Programs conform to other programs. If you remember, there's a scene in The Matrix, the first Matrix, when Leo is talking to Morpheus, and he says, "This is a program, and this program we call The Matrix." Now, what's unique about it is that it's a living program. You are in this Matrix all the time, and there are programs running all around you. That was not a movie. That's real life here, y'all. I want you to understand that a lot of this information I'm giving you, they don't want you to know. And a lot of times, when I'm giving you this information, I know it scares my wife. It scares my grandchildren. Well, Papa, are you sure that some people are listening to you? I know that. I told you before. Not everybody that listens to this radio is listening for the same reasons. So this is why I need y'all to understand certain things. Because your understanding may save somebody's life, or it may save your own, or it may save the life of your children. We cannot think monolithically anymore. Because literally, when people become monolithic, that means that they're staying in their tunnel or in their lane. They don't want nothing else to come in that lane, but they don't want that lane interrupted. Your lane has been interrupted a long time ago. You might want to keep an old mindset. What is the old mindset? Well, if I go out here and I do myself well, meaning that I go out here and I get a job or I create a business, I lift myself above bootstraps, the system is not designed for you to do that. In order for you to do that, you must have an extra amount of fortitude that even their new laws will not stop you. Now, has it happened? Absolutely it happens. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm just letting you know that you're in a system that when they see that you found a niche, they will focus on how they can subdue that niche so that you cannot have it. And the sad part about it is that this is happening 24/7. Nowadays, do you know when you call a cab? That cab, by the time it gets to your house, it knows your name, it knows your telephone number, it knows where it's picking you up at, and it knows where you're going. Now, they tell you that is so that if anything happens, they have what's called contact information. Well, I remember a day when they had dial phones, you just called the cab, and they asked you one question. The question they asked you was, can I help you? Now, they didn't even ask you that. Times are changing. We have to change. We have to think on a surface level, and we have to prepare on a subsurface level, because that's what they're doing. So the first thing we have to understand is that our bodies will not totally function for us unless we prepare them and give them exactly what they need. Oh, by the way, for those people who think, well, I get up in the morning and I make eggs and bacon before I go to work, that's not what your body needs. You can give it that. That doesn't give your body energy. Don't take my word for it. Look it up and find out yourself. Then you go out here, you feel like you've got a little pick-me-up, because that's what it does. It just it boosts your adrenaline. It's an adrenaline boost. But if you notice, sometimes in the mid-morning, you feel a little lazy. By the time you get to lunchtime, you're glad to be there. By 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're lazy again. If the food was giving you your supply, that would not happen. It's not designed to happen. Your body is more of a functional, perfect unit. So, no, that's not supposed to happen. So, brothers and sisters, look, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I'm trying to give you some information to arm you to be able to go out here and do a be and declare yourself a functioning warrior. Because I'm going to tell you something. Every time I try to give you an understanding that we can make you work out here, I have to also give you understanding that there is going to be forces working against us. One of the reasons why I meditate so much is because I'm communing with the cosmology of my environment. So that time that I take and both invest on myself or sending my emotions into the universe, and they are putting the ideas of my daily plan to work in my favor. I'm hoping you got all of that, because where we're going in this next hour is basically going to focus on some things that we can do where we are. I'm not only talking about food. I'm talking about right now, you know, they got a bill going up to Congress where they even want adults to be given those vaccinations. Now, there's no reason for adults to get vaccinated. What they're trying to tell you is they want to poison you at a larger rate faster. But they're not going to be as blatant as Brother Davis is. And the reason why they're not going to be as blatant as Brother Davis is because then you won't follow the program. You become informed. I've answered the question that you may have but didn't answer. And a lot of times, when a doctor says, this is what you should do, don't submit to that doctor. You know why? Because he gets paid for you to be in his office, and he gets paid for every surgery he does. So therefore, there's a lot of people who've had surgery they never needed. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. We are in a universe now that literally man thinks he controls. But let me tell you something. He does not. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We are coming up on a break, y'all. Get by your phones. Make some phone calls. Call me up. Let's have a dialogue instead of a monologue. And that way I can open that door for back and forth information, and I will have more. Why? Because you'll be stimulating that area of thought in my mind where I got information stored so I can put it out there. But sometimes after the show, I'm like, wow, I meant to say this. Wow, I meant to say that. That's why those calls are necessary. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're going to go into a break. And after the break, be by your phones. Call me up and let's have a dialogue. Got it. Thank you, brother.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and I want you to know that we full blast tonight. Please, give me some phone calls in there. Give me some chance for a monologue so I can open up some more doors about other things that I really want to put out here. Another thing I want to speak on is education. Every day, we send our children to a system that we know is failing them. Okay? We are in a situation now where they're going to open the door to charters thinking that we're going to fall apart. Listen, my brothers and sisters, no, we're not. We have enough academia in our communities and just retired teachers and present teachers that we could take this bull by the horns and transform the educational system to the way we want it. Sure, we'd have to meet their standard, but we don't have to stop there. You see, that's where they stop. So we literally are going to have to take this responsibility on ourselves. Now, I'd use myself as an example only because I'm trying to achieve certain things that I know you can achieve, so it requires more than one or two people. This is why we have to be able to come together that are like-minded and that fulfill the same need. Because here's what they're going to do. They're going to initiate a voucher program. It's going to pay so much money per child. Now, when I say so much money per child, that's so much money they're going to give you for all the things that you need. But that's fine. You know why? Because depending on what that is, we can match, meaning that check their math out to what we're paying in taxes in that area. And when we do that, we make sure that what we're getting is maximum dollar. That way we can get maximum use out of our dollars. How? Because we are going to have to literally go to those educators who know how to make our children function on a high level, who know what the requirement to educate them are, and we are going to do this as parents. Not as one or two, but if you have a child in any level of school, you should be represented. And if you're not there, you should have someone there to represent you. And we must see all children that of our hue as our children. And the reason why I say that is because if we don't, we're losing them. A lot of times people say to me, well, you know, there's some certain groups that I would use, they just scare you. That's true. But that was once me, especially these young brothers. Sometimes I'll walk up into their circle, and it's like, yo, man, who's he? And I tell him, yo, man, I'm Brother Davis. I grew up down here. I live around here. I'm visiting so-and-so. I seen y'all over here. I thought I'd come over and hang out a little bit. Then maybe I can help you or you can help me. Because you know the first thing coming out their mouth, only way you can help me is if you got some money. Yeah, well, that's true. That's one way. But let me ask you this here. How old are you? Who would you mean? Well, you know, can you get a job? I don't want no job, man. I'm slinging on the phone. So you know people that retired from this business? Well, I don't know they retired. Well, do the math. What happened when they wasn't on the corner slinging? Did they get popped? Are they incarcerated? Are they inside the chain now? So what do you mean the chain? Don't you know there's a prison industrial complex that literally are tracking our brothers and now sisters from the third and fourth grade on? So therefore, they're waiting for something to make a mistake. Do you realize they just passed a law that if a child is fighting in school, just a fight, a friendly fight. And you know how we was when we was in school? You might get in the bathroom, bump heads, and go after school. You after you get the business done, you play basketball or something. No. These kids nowadays, they feel like they got to carry guns to school. We need to talk to them. Listen, a gun in school is nothing but a dead end. You may not be dead, but if they catch you with that gun, you will be at the end. And that means at the end of your educational process, because no other school is going to respect that. But if we set up an environment that will allow you to go to this school and grow academically, would you carry yourself as a student getting ready to learn? Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. Just give us a chance, and we'll give you a chance. We must break down the walls. Because if we don't break down the walls, we become our own victims. These are the kids that will take care of you in your old age. So we have to put our time in them now so that they know if nothing else. Look, I love you, brother. I can't be there for you every minute because of your decisions. But if you allow me to be a part of that decision, I can help you make a decision that is going to be the best one for you. I'm not going to tell you how to make it, but at least I can help you look at the horizon through a hue that will offer you more avenues than one that is going to be destructive to your future. we're going to take their responsibilities on, whether we like it or not. And I'm going to tell you something, it ain't going to be easy. Because right now we're going through what's called transition. Y'all know, you've seen it. How many people, you, when you're in your car, you see people on the corner with a sign? They're working for food, or they just all doffed or with their luck, homeless. These are all attributes of who we are as humanity. And guess what? Humanity is shut down because of all the programs. And in the areas that hasn't shut down, they found ways to utilize their circumstance. Do you know there are cities now that are buying those old containers? Yeah, those containers they use on those large ships. They're buying them, and they're making apartment buildings on each half. Not whole apartments. It just might be a bed in there, an area that they could take a wash up a little bit. They might have a central bathroom, but they're doing something. We are being programmed by people who have no compassion. And there's no compassion in the programs. And for you who don't know, pretty soon we won't be dealing with humans on the street. Pretty soon we'll be dealing with robots. And these robots don't have no rationale at all. And all they're going to do is what the operators programmed them to. We have to prepare for that. Because if we prepare for it right, it won't make a difference what's on the street. Because our kids that'll be out here will be doing the things that's going to give them the momentum to move forward, to become better at what it is they do. This is our time, y'all. And we got to take advantage of it, because guess what? After the civil rights era, we got shut down. The reason why we got shut down was because the brothers and sisters did not rise and do what they were supposed to do. What was that supposed to do? They were supposed to tell them not only the history and the background, but they was also supposed to tell them how to restructure themselves. No, you know what they did? They got caught up in that opulence of ignorance. What is the opulence of ignorance? The opulence of ignorance is when you take the very money that you were spending with black businesses in your own neighborhood, and some of those was with your neighbors, and you had the opportunity to go and spend it with white people, so no longer did the value of your local neighborhood store make a difference. But they're gone now. You go in the stores now, you'd be more friendly saying stuff like, Assalamu alaikum. See, the transformation is all the way live. But we can do something. And if we don't do nothing, it's only going to get worse. If you live in a small community, it's even easier. Because most of the people in a small community know everybody. But don't think that you know them completely. Because some of the people that you may think you know, you may not know at all. A rule of thumb, if you treat somebody kind and they don't treat you the same way, they might have issues you don't know nothing about. But you have to still incorporate them with the idea of what you're trying to do. I've seen mothers and their children interact, and I'm saying, you know what, sister, you cannot act like that with your child. But what you mean, this is my child, that's true. But what we're trying to do is going to bring a better avenue to not only your child, but other child. But if they see you act like that, they're just going to assume we all treat them like that when we're not around them. It's not correcting them. It's giving them a different view. Because with a different view, they can harness what they're trying to do with what they're doing and become better. The best part about it is that you are giving them the opportunity to take control of their own lives. If you don't, we become the victims. And if we allow ourselves to be victimized, guess what? They're going to perpetuate that. And I'm sure you've heard that already from your illustrious President Donald Trump, who's already told you that at this stage of the game, he's cutting every social service, he's cutting every food stamp, he's cutting every Medicaid, he's cutting. And you know what that means? He don't give a damn about you. You know who he gives a damn about? The people he's taking care of, his boys, the ones that already have millions and millions of dollars. They literally don't need anything from him, but this is their chance to take their so-called country back. And here's the catch for you who don't know. This was never their country. No, it wasn't. They came here as what they call, what did they call them, immigrants? Yeah, they came here as immigrants. They might as well have jumped the fence, so to speak. But you know what? To hear them talk, they discovered America. No, they didn't. for those of you who don't know, that's just a sidebar. Okay, now listen, I'm trying to give you all every opportunity to give me a call here so that we can go ahead and have some monologue, but I'm still not getting the calls, and we need to operate as a unit. We cannot sit back and say, okay, well, let's wait till so-and-so says something. Let's let so-and-so, such-and-such take the lead. No. We got to be out front, and out front, we got to be forceful. And the reason why we got to be forceful is because don't think of force as being destructive. Think of force as being motivated. And you get a whole different connotation altogether. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of us are in a better position than others. But does that mean that you leave behind those that look like you that literally can help service you? That's right. No. We can't. We can't afford to. I'm telling you, we can't afford to. Because I'm seeing this every day. I am in the South. Now, I don't know about y'all, but if you ever go down to some areas of the South, they look like they're still in 1901, 1930. They still live that way. And you know what? When you go and talk to them, they got a fear of you automatically, even though you look like them, because they're still under the influence of that old program, the original program, so to speak, that worked on all of our people at that time before we begin to understand the truth of who we are, and what we represent. What we have to do is bring that truth to life. We are much greater than these people, and that's these people are anybody who undermines or tries to undermine what we're trying to achieve as human beings to have a better quality of life. These people, and anybody who thinks that Trump is doing something that's going to help everybody, these people, the very people that's losing their welfare, their health care, based on the fact that they voted for somebody because he gave them the old line. Trust me. Have faith in me. If you just submit to me, you see, all of the keys in the program are designed to get you to turn them until you stop. When you stop and you say, does this benefit me? Is this going to improve my quality of life? Is this, see, every time you say is this and you bring a question, you become more empowered, because guess what? You begin to think, well, if they don't do it, I could do that. Look, I've talked to my nieces and nephews, well-educated people. A lot of them, their education's in taxes. It's in education. It's in technologies. And we've gotten together as a cabal. And look, what do we want to do? What do we want to achieve? And when we decided that we were going to go ahead in the direction of putting this farm together, everybody was willing to put in something, and a lot of what they were putting in never showed. But it didn't discourage us. Because guess what? Their time is going to come when their input is going to be of more of a service to us. And the best part about it is it'll be right on time. And see, that's where we have to make the magic happen until we reach right on time. I always run into white people. Let me be right blatant about it. White people will say to me, you know, it's a shame that they're killing black people in the street. Yeah, I agree with you, but what have you done? What do you mean? Well, if you can agree that it's a shame, I'm assuming that you have a certain compassion to the circumstance that befall that person. So, yeah, well, I agree. I do think that the system is out of whack. Well, where is your voice? So what do you mean? Where is your voice? We need you to come out as a voice, as it were, as a part of our group, so that people can see that like-minded people like you and who look like you can see that we are receptive to everybody who sees this as an injustice. This when the Martin Luther King's immortal words, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So if you are falling under that umbrella, we need you to make your voice heard. But you know what they do? And see, they always do it in a very nice way. Well, contact me. They don't ever say, come and get me. Because if they say, come and get me, that requires an action from you, which is going to require an action from them. But if they say, contact me, then you know what you do? So I tell them, give me your information. And then when you put your mailing list together, then you send them in. You need signatures. You get them involved somehow. Because when people go look out and see a group of black people, you know what they call you or us? They call us a mob of radicals. You see a group of white people, you know what they call them? Oh, they're just a little rabble-rousers. Now, it's a very different connotation here. And it's done by design. I keep trying to tell y'all, this is not by chance. This is by design. So we got to take control. How do we take control? We pick up the phone and call the old man. I'm here to go down here to the rally. And you mentioned before that you wouldn't mind being a voice. What is your schedule like? You see what I'm saying? Even if they say no, they know you're interested. Who knows who they're talking to? Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to be discouraged by more of them than there will be more of us. But if we don't include them, then we're not being inclusive. And the whole thing about a crowd that is mixed is that it is inclusive. They can't say, oh, that's just a bunch of black people. No, 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 no. Look in that crowd close. There's a whole lot more there than black people. And see, that's what America has to see. Because these corporations, they got everything in their pocket. They got your politician in their pocket. They got your car note in their pocket. They got your house note in their pocket. They got their paycheck in their pocket. We got to get in that pocket. And when we get in that pocket, we got to come out and organize. Get that check, come out of there and say, okay, let's get together, boom, 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 boom. Now, we want to buy that store over there. That's the local store, yeah. By the way, boom, 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 boom. Now, we want to get fresh vegetables in there. That's the local fresh vegetables. Then all of a sudden, when you're going to school, we want this, we want to do that. Oh, well, you need vouchers for that, but you need people who are educated. Okay, we got a retired doctor as a consultant who worked for the school district for so many years. We got four kids right out of college that are doing their internship, and she said that she'll come through the school and look over them as they work. See, there's a lot of things we can do, but we got to grab the bull by the horns. And if we don't do it now, by the time everything starts falling apart, we lose our leverage. Because you know what? You're going to hear, oh, you got to wait. You got to wait. Let me tell you something. When we and my brothers and sisters got together and decided to do a farm, none of us said we got to wait. All of us said, okay, let's go. Now, not everybody was in it full throttle, but we still was able to achieve what was there because guess what? We got a lot of family left. And I tell them all the time, okay, take your time. Bring your turn in. Bring your turn in. That's what I'm telling you. Bring your turn in. Next time you go out to dinner because you know you're going to go out to dinner. You know you're going to ready to blow 50, 70 bucks between dinner and drinks. Okay? Think about what that food's going to do to your body. Think about what you want your body to do. Do you want it to be victimized by your habits? Because that's what it becomes. You see, a lot of you don't realize this, but you have been marketing meat. Your body has not had the capacity to eat meat 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. You are killing yourself. And you know what they call you? They tell you, oh, they tell you it's the diabetes. It's the sugar. It ain't the diabetes. You know what? It is the sugar because the sugar can't get through the fat that's lining the blood vessels of your body. See, when sugar's in the liquid blood, the sugar is seeped in through the walls of the blood vessels in your body. When you eat immense amount of meat, that gets into your blood vessels and it solidifies. And when it solidifies, it's like a spackle on the wall. So things just can't seep through the way the natural order of it is. But the second largest lobbying group in the Capitol Hill is the meat and cattle industry. How about that? You see, we have to understand that these people are protecting their interest to make money off you, and they don't care how it kills you. Don't take my word for it. Please don't take my word for it. Oh, by the way, the milk industry the same way. The milk, you ain't got no business drinking you ain't got a business drinking a glass of milk, really. I'm going to tell you why. Because milk is designed for a calf. Why? So that the calf can reach and a natural size for a calf, for a cow, maybe 700 to 1,000 pounds, okay? And when you literally look at that, you're putting the natural milk out of a cow that goes into a calf that helps them reach that size in a child, that is abnormal too. So therefore, it's abnormal to the child system. Now, here's what they won't tell you. They won't tell you about all of the different side ailments that come from milk. You know why? Because they're marketing it. Okay, are you getting this? Because in reality, they may not be drinking it, but they'll make money off of it, especially if they can get you to drink it. We have to take control of our lives because we're being marketed things that they know is designed to kill us. How many, perfect example, you will never find old English 800 in a white neighborhood. You know why? Because it's hard to even find stores to sell beer, let alone find a charcoal filtered beer. That is the worst kind of beer you can get. Why do you think that cigarettes are such a negative habit in the black community? Because they're all over every store. You go in the white community, yeah, they have cigarettes in a certain area. You know why? Because they'll tell you, oh, we don't promote smoking. But you come in the black neighborhood, the billboards got, they're selling cigarettes and everything. Anybody that stick one in their mouth, they're selling it to. And now they tell you, oh, we got a law, they can't buy at a certain age. The law don't mean nothing if you don't enforce it. You see how we become victimized by the programs around us? But because we allow our habits to surrender our power, we become powerless. When we take our habits and we hold them against our needs and we decide that our needs are greater than our habits, then we take back our power. So when you decide to go out to eat, you know what you can say? You know what, baby, though? Let's go on down to the farmer's market. We'll walk through, maybe have a couple of fresh salads. Or if you feel like you want to get some sandwich or something, we can get that there. Sit down, maybe meet some of the people in the community, conversate a little bit. Well, we only spend $20-$25. Do you understand the dynamic? I'm telling you, this is a powerful, powerful time. And the reason why it's a powerful time is because if we embrace those powers that we have, we can take back control of our lives. Lady once said to me, well, look at our communities. What are you going to do about that? I said, it's very simple. You start with your children. She said, what do you mean? I said, my wife used to go out in our neighborhood, and she would sweep our step, and she would sweep the neighbor's sidewalk, and she would sweep the next step. Before I look up, she would swept the whole block. And you know what? The people in that neighborhood had more respect for the fact that we were doing things to make change. They would sit on their porches and run down a rag, and no, we painted ours. You know what I'm saying? We put up shades and we could roll up and down. We put a lattice up so it gives it more of an inviting look. Do you realize there are people in the neighborhood that literally say, you know, I like looking over here at your house. You got, my wife had flowers growing all in the front. So you see, we have to take initiative for change. Now, how many other people did it? Not a great deal of them, but many did. And the ones that did, we always gave each other positive reinforcement. I'm going to tell you, it got so deep. And one time, I was ordering some fresh earth because my wife wanted to do a garden in the backyard. So I went out and I bought some 2x4 bricks, and I lined up the backyards right along the edges so I could put the dirt in. And in there, she grew vegetables. But you know what? I didn't see her vision. I was a young man. That was all God. All I would say to her when I came in the house on Friday was here. She would take the cash and say, well, you know, you going to do anything? I'm going to go upstairs and take a shower. She might run out and get a few things for dinner. A lot of times we had fish on Fridays. You know, y'all know. And I'd come downstairs and she'd have a nice cold beer with my dinner. But that was her initiative because that was her way of saying, baby, look, I appreciate you. One of her many ways of saying. I didn't realize it then. You have to understand. In my time of ignorance, I was very ignorant. And when I say I was very ignorant, I mean I didn't even understand the importance of the role that she played as a woman and the role that I played as a man. You see, I was brought up to believe all you do is go to work, bring your money home, and you take care of your family. And you know what? I really didn't think much beyond that because really, as long as she was happy, the family had what they needed, I was content. Yeah, I went out with the guys every now and then, shoot, boo, have beer, and that sort of thing. I'd take my wife out dancing, and that's because we always did like doing that sort of thing. But we did it on a minimal amount of cost, and she would remind me. And to this day, I understand it now. But this is what we got to do in our communities. We got to help and work together with each other. The young sisters out here and running the street, they don't know what they're doing. Pull them aside. Say, sister, come here once. Sit down once. I see you running up and down the street. Like, well, I need this. I need that. Well, what is your plan? Do you have a plan? See, we have to teach them how to think. Because Because, see, that was the biggest problem after the civil rights movement. We did not take time to embrace our young people coming up and teach them how to think. You know what? And I'm going to tell you, this is going to trip you all out for those of that era. The most powerful tool in our neighborhood after the civil rights movement became the Bill Cosby Show. You know why? Because he showed family, and then he brought other shows in that showed black people going to college, get educated. Before you know it, black people were going to college, the college roads were going through the roof. You know that this system shut all of that down? Because it was working. You see, we have to open our eyes to the things that are going on around us so that we can make the changes that we need in order for us circumstances to get better. Nobody else is responsible for that. Just us. But you know what? We can do it. Just us. We don't need to have somebody validate what we're doing when we see the result giving us the positive effect that we want. And this is why it's so important to be able to identify the programs that are running, because the ones that are running now are not working for us. They are working against us. And it is our responsibility to be able to take and shut down our systems based on habit and reevaluate based on the need. Because guess what? You may not understand the importance of our children seeing this process. Don't worry about it, because you will see it as they begin to develop. They're going to want to do the same thing. How many times do you say, well, you know, this, my mother used to do this, my father used to do that? Don't think that's going to change. So if we make these changes in our community now and start to implement them, they're going to do the same thing. Listen, no one community has autonomy on one problem. So if you've got a problem of one thing, one of too much in one community, then literally you may have to network with other communities. If your school has a, if you have a small budgeting school, a burgeoning charter school, and you have a good positive curriculum, and you're trying to get them young mothers in there, and they might be hitting 19 and 20 years old, and talking about, well, you know, I don't have a babysitter, then maybe we have to set up a situation where both schools can bring the kids, both parents can bring their kids to that one place, even if for only 4 hours a day. 4 hours in the morning or 4 hours in the afternoon. And we must be willing to give our time so that those children, while they're there, can get the best supervision and the best care. So when them parents leave, they know that they can focus on that 4 hours of school to become better. And when they become better and they start getting...
Okay, I cannot hear Brother Davis. I don't know what's going on, if I got knocked off the board, but y'all bear with me. Alrighty, something is definitely going on here. Let me try to just get right back into our conference line. I apologize for the technical issues. Sometimes these things occur. It's nothing we can do but try to work them out on the fly. Let's see. Oh.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Achieve the impossible. And that every situation just becomes a stepping stone. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on that last break. So, Scotty, if you want to take that break now, we'll come back and hopefully the phones are fired up.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, now we're breaking the program, y'all. And here's what's unique about it. It's your initiative, not mine. Literally. If a person would ask me, say, well, look, I don't have no money, man. I want to do what you're doing. I want to be able to start something. What can I do? I tell them, get a pencil and a piece of paper, go next door to your neighbor's house, and say, excuse me, if there was going to be a change in the neighborhood, what would you like to see? And listen, because they might want to see the same thing that you want to see, and make some notes, and then go to the next neighbor. And before you know it, you can say, well, look here, we got something like this going, would you be interested in incorporating yourself and your resources? Well, yeah, I got a little plumbing in my background. Yeah, I could do that. You'll be surprised at what you can achieve when you take the initiative to make change. Was there somebody on the phone or somebody calling in, Scotty?
Yes. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Hello? Hey, how you doing today, Brother Davis? This is
hey, brother, it's great, man. What am I speaking with? Oh, excellent, brother. How you been, man?
Yeah. I've been good, man. I've been good. Trying to take it slow, learn what I can, and move one day at a time. I just wanted to call and say, thank you for the episode today. Like you say, when you start talking, you got to break out the pencil and paper because you're just gonna drop knowledge that most people aren't aware of. Like the MUD Act, I didn't know anything about that. I think when you were talking about how after you eat beef, it gets into your bloodstream and starts to coagulate. I think low key, you might have just explained what we call the itis, how that works. Like you eat a plate of pork ribs or something like that, and then all of a sudden you get sleepy and sloth like. So, thank you for that. But I just wanted to say thank you for the episode and for opening some doors for people like myself. I was kind of wrestling with the idea of getting back into social media, things like your Instagram, your Snapchat. I didn't want to just because, I've seen what happened to individuals like Colin Kaepernick, but I think it is kind of like you say, you can't really be afraid, not to mention the system's going to do what the system is going to do. So the more voices that speak up, the better. And I practice a martial art called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I've had the pleasure of teaching some children from time to time. And like you say, you can kind of see it in their faces and in their eyes every now and again when you really help a little kid with something they're struggling with, and they get it for the first time, and then they look at you like for reconfirmation, and you're like, yeah, man, that's all there is to it. You don't need me anymore. You can go out forth into the world and keep doing whatever it is you're doing. So I think it's, kind of like you said or just alluded to, I think it is important, like you say, like they see people that look like them and, sound like them doing the right thing and at least trying to move in the right direction. So for that, I just wanted to say thank you. And that was really more of a comment than a question, but yeah.
Well, brother, look, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Let me give you a little caveat. I used to live off of 54th and Imperial.
Okay.
I was in the heart of the gangbanging territory. When it was all the way live, man. So I'm telling you, I'm bringing this experience with me because I'm letting people know, look, you're going to have some rough circumstances, but even those people just haven't had someone to really open the door for them. So, look, I really appreciate your call, man, and feel free to call anytime, because we always got something on Black Talk Radio that's a tool someone else can use.
All right, all right. Much appreciated. Okay. I'll mute my line and jump back in the queue.
Okay, brother. Thank you very much. Now, see, that's what we need right there. Now, that brother right there, he made my evening. You know why? Because he's telling you that through the initiative that he's already demonstrated to himself, he knows he's capable. Now he just want to find his step. And when he does, anything can happen. And that could very easily be you. We can't see ourselves the way others want us to see ourselves. We must see ourselves for the giants and the visionaries that we are. Because that's what's going to change our circumstance. Because I'm going to tell you something. These people are not going to relinquish anything. I don't know how long it's going to take you to realize that, but I realized that a long time ago. They are not going to relinquish anything. So I get to my frame of mind where I'm going out, and I'm going to take what I need today. I'm not going to hurt nobody when I take it. And if someone is offended, that's their choice. Because offense is a choice. So if they're offended, oh well. But in reality, I still got to do what I need to do in order to progress on the path that I lay before myself. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm targeting these young brothers. I am targeting these young brothers because my wife is targeting the sister. And she has her way and her own uniqueness about it. And sometimes I say, But in reality, these are the young ladies we have to deal with today. My wife is very dainty. I'm going to tell you, just to give you an idea. She was a dancer the first 8 years, 9 years of her life. Then she went into studio in her young life, yeah. And then she went into doing plays in school and plays in the social circuits in the neighborhood and that sort of thing. So literally, when we look at these children today, and we have some, you know, if you ever consider dance, a lot of them don't even know that there's dance schools around to teach things like ballet, jazz, and tap. You see, we can bring those back into our communities with those people who had that experience. They don't know that if they take a sit down with a needle and thread, that they can not only make clothes, but they can mend clothes. You know why? Because that's not what they see a lot of. But if they had the opportunity, you see them brothers out here and these sisters out here that's designing clothes, somebody opened that knowledge up to them. And that they just ran with it. Matter of fact, I have I can't even say close friend, but I got to say close now because I moved close to her in the South. She's out of North Carolina. But her name is Charisma. Charisma Flows. She does her own clothing designer for a little larger women, or should I say curvaceous women. And believe me, some of her stuff is really, really nice. And it's just designed for curvaceous women. You got to go, if you get a chance to check out her site, it's Charisma Flows. She's in a part of the Black Media Network directory in that area. But when I see things like that, it really makes me realize that it doesn't take a lot. It just takes a door to open. And sometimes that door to open, you just might be good with kids. You just may have a knack to be able to say, well, look, let's get together and play basketball. Because when you organize that, wait a minute, no 10 on the court at a time. And after we run 5 or 10 minutes, then the next 10 will run 5 or 10 minutes, and then we'll start pairing off. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you guys pick out the best out of each 10, and then we rebuild other teams. And that way we can round robin down to the best players playing the best players. There's always a way, but we have to initiate something. And during the course of that conversation, you ask them questions. Well, can you read? Because, see, a lot of them don't even discuss that. You know why? Because it's an embarrassment tool. But if they say, well, you know, no, I really wanted to learn. How old are you? Well, I'm 11, but I said, well, you want to learn before you're 12? See, I'm putting something out there that they might not have thought about. Because I may not be the one to teach them, but I know there's another student there who's an avid reader. And I go to them and say, look, man, I got a situation here maybe you can help me with. But what's that? Well, I wanted to get together with so-and-so because he didn't have the ability to read. And I know you're an excellent reader. And he's like, oh, man, you know what type of person he is? It don't make a difference. All I need you to do is give me maybe 20 minutes a day, teach you some basic reading skills, and let me know what level he's on. I'll find the material that he could take home and practice. Together, we can make sure this brother's reading in a year, or at least reading to be knowledgeable enough to be able to understand what he reads. You see, you have to understand everything is a process. We have to see our way through the process. What is important to me is that I've done the best I can with the time that I'm blessed with here in this time-space continuum. And the reason why I say it like that is because I think I'm being prepared for where I'm moving on to next to the transformation. I don't think it's anytime soon, don't get me wrong. That's why all the work that needs to be done has to be done here. That's what I'm saying. So we apply ourselves, and just as a people. And when we go outside in the morning and say, hey, good morning, what's up, what you doing over there? Look at you all hard and everything. Look, man, I just greet you to say good morning. You can't say, come here, let me talk to you. That's how you flow. Because see, that way they don't feel stressed. See, that brother might have just been a point where he ain't had no breakfast. You never know. And that way you can even educate him. If you just give him a piece of fruit, it's something. We must give our children something. And in giving them something, we can create anything. Because the seed never stops the natural process. It's a part of it. And wherever you put a seed, whatever that seed is, it's going to grow. And we got to focus on how we can get that growth to enhance the quality of life that we have so they can have it. A lot of these kids nowadays, they don't even think about getting up because they don't ain't no jobs. You know what I tell them? Then we'll create one then. What? We create a job. What do you mean? Well, this thing is called entrepreneurship. You see, you take the mind and you move it into an area in which offers them an opportunity to challenge themselves. And you'll be surprised what they can come up with. You heard about the brother in Africa who built an engine out of old parts in a junkyard? And then he turned around and he built a solar generator with parts, old parts in the junkyard. And now one of the local millionaires has incorporated that idea, and now they're getting energy in a lot of homes that could never have it before. Never see your seed as a seed. See it as your vision. When you see it as your vision, it'll grow, because you'll plant that seed 1,000 times to get it to grow. I once said that a great tree started out as a seed, but not every seed becomes a great tree. So we might have to do a lot of planting, but we can do this. We just got to take the power back. We got to shut the programs down, and we got to operate our program. And when you operate your program, don't be possessive of it. Don't let your ego get involved. Look for results. And then that's when people walk up and say, yo, man, I see what you're doing over here. Can I help? What can I do? Bingo. We're on the road now. And guess what? That's when you say, well, what's your skill, man? What's your skill set? Because he might be an auto mechanic. Another avenue. What other way we can bring the community out so that we can help them? You see, because they come in and say, yo, man, I'm having some car problems. Can you check it out? And now I say, well, look, this is the deal. Well, I can check out your car and tell you what the problem is. You're going to have to go buy the part, but then you got to make a contribution to our organization. You'll be surprised at how many people and that word gets out. Then you have the specials. On Saturday mornings, we have an oil change. You buy the cans of oil that you need, and you give $10 into our project. I know some of you are saying, well, that's just as much as the cost of the oil change. It is. But you're going to give it to the white man to do the same thing, and he ain't putting nothing back in your community. Give it to the people who's going to take that $10 and put it into the community so that money will circulate more than one time. And guess what? Your next oil change, you'll be looking for them. Next time your car has a problem, you'll be looking for them. Because as it expands, then guess what? Other people are going to come in. Here goes somebody that's good with tires. What's he going to do? He wants to rotate your tires and he fixes all flats. Then he could teach somebody else that skill. The whole thing is based on the old African proverb of each one teach one. And the other proverb of it takes a village to build to raise a child. I'm not talking brain surgery here. I'm not talking anything new. I'm talking about defeating the program that's defeating us and igniting the program that will change us. Because the next program that we initiate will be done by the next generation. And that program will be based on empowering us to another level. And the reason being is because they've been taught by the people who taught them how to change circumstance to empower oneself. But if we don't take time to be the example, we cannot blame nobody but ourselves. And I ain't real good at blaming myself. I'd rather put my hand to the plow. I'd rather grab the shovel than sit back and say, well, I wish I would have. And speaking of that, last time I had 4 or 5 days off, I was at the farm shoveling dirt, building boxes, and that my wife was right there beside me. So we ain't just talking this. We're making this work. And everybody can make this work. And listen, if you don't think it could work, you go ahead down to the city hall and you see plots of grass out there, ask them what it would require for you to go ahead and put a little garden out there. And watch how many people are going to watch that garden. And before you know it, they're going to want something out their garden. And then you can tell them, well, you know what? You can do a garden, too. And before you know it, you're doing your backyard, the front yard, and the neighborhood. Don't make a difference. Because the vegetables can grow anywhere the soil has any kind of natural nutrition in it. And sometimes you have to apply that. So don't worry. There's a way. Wherever there's a will, there's a way. And if there's any way I can help you, I'm more than willing. I'm more than willing to try to make a difference wherever I am. And that's what I want, the message I want you to understand from this show tonight. We are breaking the program to create a program. We're breaking their program, and understand their program is 24/7 on everything. So when you get ready to go out and you want to buy that pack of cigarettes, think about that. That pack of cigarettes costs $7. Ultimately, it's going to hurt, do more damage to me than help me. Maybe I could invest the $7 somewhere in my community and look for a spot. Go out and you want to eat. I'm not saying don't eat meat. I'm saying eat meat casually. All right, you want to get away from it? Then eat meat instead of every day of the week. Eat meat, say, 4 days a week. Instead of eating meat at every meal, eat meat at maybe one day and 2 meals on the third day. Until you get away from meat. And when you do, I'm telling you, your body immediately starts to let you know. Because those areas where you were stiff and your blood pressure was up, no, that will disappear. Because as you begin to get away from that, the water you drink has a different purpose. You see, a lot of people don't realize that water is the lubricant for the body also. So when you drink water, it's not only because your body is exhausted, but that water is also running down those blood veins with blood. So the more that goes through and the freer the blood flows, the more you have opportunity to wash out that blockage that was one time causing you a problem. And before you know it, 1 or 2 months, when you go get your blood pressure done, the doctor looks at you and says, well, I don't know what you're doing, but it's working. I've done it. I'm telling you, I lived it. And doctor down in the VA one time told me, look, you need to get together with some of your partners because some of them come out of here with 5 and 6 prescriptions. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday, y'all. I appreciate the opportunity of coming into your home. I hope that I've given you enough David, to go out and make a difference. Yes, Brother Scott.
Yes, this is Robert calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing today,
Robert? Oh, yeah, brother. That's all right. Come on with it, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to try and reach out to you. I've taken heed to what you've been saying here lately, and I got inspired by YouTube, and I created a 55-gallon barrel vertical grow garden, and I kind of want to get my people involved, but I want to make it seem attractive. You understand what I'm saying? So what you saying was kind of a motivator today too, about what you was just saying about, you know, how can I, you know, instead of just charging people, you know, let's come up with a fund and let's try and build something together. I built this and I can help you build something and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I did. I probably had to talk to you off air about it, but I like to get some of that organic soil that you got if you want to sell a little bit of it.
Okay, look here, man. Do you got my number?
No, sir.
Okay, after the show, look, let me give you my email. And then you contact me, and I'll send you my contact information, okay?
Okay, okay.
My email is blessedrdavis@aol.com. Anybody within earshot, if there's a way I can help you, keep that in mind. That's my email, blessedrdavis@aol.com, because I believe I can achieve the impossible. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Get back next week. We're going to have another show for you, Brother Scotty. Thank you very much, and it's back to you. Hey, Scotty, you there?
Yeah, but I was thinking that Dave was going to take over. You know, it is his show.
Okay.
Dave, you there? Okay, we're going to get ready, close it out. Brother Braggs, you want to chime us out? We got to make way for New Abolitionist Radio.
Great, great show, Brother Davis. Great, great show, as always. Much love, much respect.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, you're good to go, brother.
All righty, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give